This morning we find ourselves in some uncharted waters. You know, there's no playbook, there's no script as we attempt to navigate through these troubled times. In fact, I called my grandma not too long ago. She's been around a while. I said, have you ever seen anything like this? Now, there's a lady that's lived through World War II. She lived through polio scares and, you know, nothing. She can't think of anything that remotely could compare with what we're facing here. As we gather to worship this morning, we realize that this Lord's Day morning is like any other, or at least in our lifetime, that we know of. As our country begins to go into lockdown over this infamous COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus. Pretty nice, when I typed this, my computer didn't recognize that, and so it tried to spell check it. And I got to think, how nice was it in the days that we didn't know what that meant? But now COVID-19 has taken over the world. So with this situation, the church must balance its scriptural responsibility with its civic responsibility as well. And for that reason, the decision was made in consideration of member safety as well as public safety that we'll have a shortened service this morning. We'll temporarily suspend more afternoon services and evening services, and so the storm can pass, just like Landry's song said. But for a short message this morning, I want to consider some of the words that Jesus said to his apostles in Matthew, the 10th chapter. The apostles were about to be sent out and to preach that the kingdom of heaven was nigh. And Jesus was very, very specific with his apostles, with the 12. He said, don't go to the Gentiles. He said, don't go to the Samaritans. But instead, I want you to find the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And he spoke about opportunities. And he said some of these situations in the word of Jesus was worthy. Some were going to be worthy. And he said other situations would be not worthy. And if things were not worthy, he gave them the adage to just shake off the dust from your feet and just go on to the next place. In other words, don't spend time in an unfruitful area where things were not going to be successful. So Jesus gave this instruction, his final words, as the apostles prepared to leave on their journey. This is Matthew, the 10th chapter, verse 16. Matthew 10, 16. Jesus said, behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So I want you to think about the two examples that Jesus gave. Be wise as serpents, but also be harmless as doves. Now I realize that the situation the apostles face is not the same as our current situation, but I do see some similarity. The apostles were instructed to be wise as serpents. That means to be prudent. That means to be cautious. That means to use discretion in the things that you do or the things that you don't do. Be discreet. Avoid undue danger, like the serpents do. The serpents don't make their way out into the public. They kind of operate in the shadows. They were to avoid unpleasant situations, even in the administration of God's word. They were to be wise as serpents. Likewise, they are called upon to be harmless as doves. That is, do no harm to others. Don't be over-aggressive. Take care of those around you. Think of others first. They were not expected to live their lives in fear for what might happen to them, but at the same time, the apostles were not expected to be reckless in their actions and the way that they conducted their business. The apostles were also given the discretion by the Lord to make decisions of conscience. How do you determine if a situation is worthy or not worthy? Well, the apostles had to use their discretion. They had to see what they saw, hear what they heard, and then make a conscious decision. And you know what? Not every apostle would probably agree on the situation. Some may think the situation is worthy, while another might have considered that situation unworthy because it's a matter of conscience. But Jesus told them to do the best they could, to be wise as serpents, to be harmless as doves. In this unprecedented turn of events, I think we need to consider these words. You know, it was with great distress, the decisions that are made, bothers me greatly, that the doors of this house won't be opened at the scheduled times that they should be. But that's prudent. It's cautious. It's wise. It's discreet. Is it an example of being too worried about things? Is it being overly cautious? Those are questions I can't answer because those are questions of conscience. And what may seem okay to one may not be to another. And it's a time where we all have to make conscious decisions, but at the same time, fulfill the obligations that we have. It's our solemn desire to worship God as He has commanded, but we never want to bring harm upon our fellow man. Vow to be wise as serpents, but also harmless as doves. So let's take this event to teach our young, to teach our friends, and possibly even remind ourselves that this building is not the church. And when the door shuts, the church is not shut. This building is not the church, folks. We are the church. The church does not cancel. The church does not go into hiatus. The church will not ever cease to exist because the church is made up of you and me and millions of people just like us and like believe throughout the entire world. That is the church. The church will never cease. Daniel was prophesied that in the last days that the King of Heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. The church will never be destroyed. Not by some virus. Not by anything. You know, this situation may be unique for us, but it's not unique for the church. Remember, the church survived the devastation caused by Saul of Tarsus, where the Christians were forced to scatter and they took the word with them. The church survived the purge of the Roman Empire in the first century. The church survived the Black Death, the plague of the Middle Ages. The church survived the Spanish flu epidemic in 1917, which is probably about as close of a situation what we're dealing with now as I can find. The Spanish flu epidemic in 1917. The church survived through that as well. The church has survived through unbelievable numbers of wars, civil unrest, world wars. And the church will survive the coronavirus, COVID-19. Now it's our responsibility to meet upon the first day of the week. Acts 20:7, now on the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread. It is our responsibility to meet and take care of the financial responsibility of the church. 1 Corinthians 16:1. We're not to forsake this solemn invitation. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And if the situation ever arises where man's law and God's laws contradict, well, it's up to us to find a way to follow God's laws. Acts 5:29, Peter said, we ought to obey God rather than man. In some situations, in some locations, it's gotten to that point. And that may be a decision we have to make here as well. How can we follow God's law even in the face of man's law? The church is not closed. The church is not shut down. The church stands ready to assist those that are in need and fulfill its mission. If you need anything, let us know. If there's problems, let the church help. Now I want to close. I'm tired of looking at this, so I'm going to do this. Colossians 1:9. And that's why I want to close. Colossians 1:9. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Pray for one another. Pray for the church. Pray for our country. Pray for those that have been affected by this virus and by all the domino effect that it has caused. Pray for those. Fill your hearts with spiritual knowledge. Don't fill your hearts with the panic of Facebook. Turn it off. Don't look at the news. Get what you need to and go on. Don't sit there for 24 hours a day reading and waiting for the next shoe to drop. Fill your hearts with spiritual knowledge and not panic and not fear. Have understanding of the will of God. Use wisdom in your decisions. Be wise as serpents, but also be harmless as doves. Stay safe, stay healthy, and may God bless His church. We never like to close, though, without having a song of invitation. If the church can help you in any way, we stand ready to assist at this time.